how did the Game of the Clock come about?
So it was 2016, and I had recently moved to London from Italy, and I had just finished an internship in film. And I realized that I really wanted to make my own films. I wanted to start making my own films. So I literally just sat down and at the table, and I was like, what will be a story that will be interesting to see, but also within my means, which were like non-existent. what could be a nice no budget story, and what would be the genre? And so I decided that horror would have been the best genre, because I know that in horror, budgets usually are, they tend to have less of a budget rather than dramas or like other type of movies. So I knew that the lack of budget in horror wouldn't have been a big issue. So I decided to go for that. So like, I just literally just sat down at the table and I was trying to build a story that would be interesting, entertaining, but also achievable within limited means.
I see. Well, the creature's form throughout the film is sort of hinted at, but never fully shown. Of course, there'll be budgetary constraints with that, but is it also important for you that monsters tend to remain unseen?
Absolutely. So I designed a story around certain themes, and one of these themes is the unseen. So yes, not showing the monster was A, because of the budget, and B, it played very well with the story and the themes of the unseen. And I really like the idea of running away from something that you cannot see. So that's the reason why.
Yes, I noticed that the film revolves around the concept of being blinded, and our hero must not look at the thing that is stalking her, and she is eventually undone by something that she failed to see. So it's clear that the theme of sort of sight and eyes were important.
Exactly, and the eyes as well. Everything is, yeah. The sight as one of the senses is present in the movie as one of the themes.
So, did you enjoy working within the horror genre?
Absolutely, it was so much fun. It was literally a lot of fun. Just like thinking of how to scare the audience, and creating the atmosphere. Working on the screenplay, the story, and it was fantastic. It was really an amazing experience.
Did you find that making a sort of short horror film that, first of all, did you intend for it to sort of play to festival crowds as you were making it, or did that sort of come about later?
Yes, I wanted the movie to go to festivals, absolutely. It was one of the intentions from the very beginning.
And consequently, did you find yourself sort of bound to any particular expectations that you maybe thought the audience would have?
No, I think obviously I wanted to make a movie that was entertaining and pleasant to watch. So I guess to a certain degree, you always have in mind the audience, because obviously you're making a movie for the audience. And so to a certain degree, I think you have in mind the audience and what is going to, what you think is going to be successful. But no, I wasn't like too limited or bound. Like I really went for what I wanted to convey and what I wanted to film, to include in
the film. The film largely plays out almost wordlessly after its introduction and before the conclusion. The big middle section there is largely just a visual experience. Was that something that was sort of fun to plan out? How was that to sort of prepare for?
Well, that so basically when I was writing the screenplay, as I said, I only had limited means, so I wasn't expecting to be able to work with such an amazing actress as Simone Mumford, who is the lead in Game of the Clock. So the this is the reason why there isn't a lot of, the main reason why there isn't a lot of dialogue in the film, because I wasn't expecting the acting to be fantastic, to be honest. But then Simone came on board and I was absolutely blown away. And she did such a great job in portraying the character and rehearsing the film without dialogue that I didn't feel the need to add anything. And so, yeah, I was really, really pleased. And I think that is just all merit to the actress, to Simone. I think she just smashed it, really. Yeah. And she, to be honest, no, we didn't even, like, we did rehearse a little bit, but she's meshed it from the very beginning, from the audition. So there wasn't really a lot of preparation there. We were just lucky to find each other.
Fantastic. The film does feature one location and one character played by Simone Mumford. Was it a difficult film to make and shoot?
Oh, yes. It was a nightmarish experience, to be honest. So the film, unfortunately, the film underwent a lot of setbacks and failure. The movie that you see is the third attempted production, and so it failed. For some reason the movie was very unlucky, and it just, like, a lot happened. Everything that could go wrong went wrong, and even in the post production it was difficult. But I would say, like, on set, it was fine. It was fun, as shooting any movies. If you're passionate about filmmaking, then you enjoy being on set, regardless of the. I mean, there is this very nice quote. Have you seen The Disaster Artist? So there is this very nice quote that one of the characters says, which is, she says, the worst day on set is better than any days that any day anywhere else. So it really makes sense with my situation. It was difficult to work on The Game of the Clock from start to finish. Production wise, like shooting wise, wasn't too bad, but everything else was just horrible, just plain horrible. I gotta be honest. But then eventually, you know, hard work paid off, and so I'm really happy now.
Well, not to sound too much like a job interview, but if you were to take, like, one lesson from the troubled production, or if you could give yourself, you know, yourself before you started production, one piece of advice, what could that be?
It would be learn to manage disagreements, how to handle disagreement, how to behave yourself when there are disagreements. And, you know, I'm Italian, and I tend to, you know, it happens sometimes, you know, you kind of lose patience. And, you know, I think there have been disagreements where I could have, me myself, handled it much better. And now that I have gone through this experience, I know that in the future I won't lose patience. And, you know, I mean, I'm being very candid. I wasn't expecting this interview to be this honest.
Don't worry. We have a very limited readership. You've nothing to worry about.
Okay. Yeah, I would say one lesson would be, yeah, to learn how to handle disagreements, yeah, and how to behave yourself when there is, like, a strong disagreement with someone, the crew.
Excellent. I mean, is there something to be valued there in that sort of process of disagreement? Do you feel that it would actually be somehow worse to just say to someone, okay, go do this, and they just do, you know, obediently? Is there a value to having people challenge you and kind of
there is a value in having people bring in their own opinions. Absolutely, 100%. Obviously, there has to be some trust, some mutual trust among people in the crew, among everybody in the crew. It's really, really important, and good communication that really, really does the trick. So I think there was a lack of all these things in The Game of the Clock as an experience, pre-production and post-production. On set, like I said, it wasn't too bad. So like on set, everybody was focused. We didn't really have a lot of time to quabble, you know. So like, it wasn't really a lot of time because there was so much to do, and we were only on set for 1.5 days. So it really took a lot out of us to shoot the whole thing in such a short amount of time. So yeah, like on set we were fine, but before and after, yeah.
Well, that sounds like something really useful to learn from.
It is, no, absolutely. It is. Like, I always say that Game of the Clock is a miracle because it's a project that should have never happened. But it was also, and it still is, a school for me because I haven't gone to film school. And I learned so much in, you know, expertise and, you know, how to talk to people, how to handle certain situations. And I just learned so much, and it's being such an amazing learning curve. You know, from now I'm learning how to distribution. I'm reaching out to distributors. I've learned how festivals work, and everything happened through this only one little no budget film, which is so nice, and it's such a huge opportunity. And I think every filmmaker should try to do this with their own films. Try and learn as much as you can. Try and put your film through as much as possible, you know, as much as positive as possible, for you to, you know, learn all you can.
Yeah. They do say that nobody, no matter how much film school they've had, nobody really knows how to make a film until they've made a film. And then it's because there's no way to be prepared for all of the things that are going to happen and all of the problems that are going to appear.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I agree. I haven't gone to film school, so I can't say, but I would agree. I think I agree with that.
So do you enjoy working? I ask this of everyone I speak to who works in the medium of short film. What do you feel are the sort of benefits of working in a medium, because your film is very punchy at 7 minutes. There were films in the Fright Fest that, you know, would go on longer to sort of 15 or so, but not had that same impact. So what for you is the sort of benefit of working to a sort of tighter runtime?
I think it's certainly very challenging for you as a filmmaker. When you're trying to make a story work in such a short amount of time, I think it's an amazing exercise, filmmaking exercise. I think it's an amazing exercise for any filmmaker to try and make a story and a journey of a character within such a short space of time. It's not easy. Many filmmakers make their short films as a concept, you know, sometimes as a concept for a feature film. And I'm not saying that The Game of the Clock isn't, you know, couldn't be a concept for a feature film, but I did really want to make The Game of the Clock in a way to build it in a way that there was a beginning and an end and a middle, there was a journey, and, you know, there was a storyline, an arch that was there. And so that wasn't, you know, easy. I had to work with other people on the screenplay. I had to get it revised. So that wasn't easy, but it was a lot of fun anyway. A lot of fun.
Absolutely. There's an old truism in film. It's this idea that with every scene or shot or just everything, if you can take it out and the film still works without it, then it shouldn't be in there. So do you feel, what did you have any difficult cuts? Were there any things that you had to take out of there that you, you know, really did begrudgingly, that you'd rather have included but had to lose for pacing or time?
So this is a difficult question for me because I am a fluid filmmaker. So I start with a story and have a script. Then as I go on set, I have another, you know, I film, you know, the footage is, you know, I film another story, and then in post-production there is another story again, you know, everything changes. I don't really, you know, oftentimes I reach the end of a project and it's not the same as at the beginning. It's not massively different, obviously, but it's not the same as it was at the beginning. And also I struggle with calling it stop working on a project. I edited 5 o'clock and I found it difficult to find a moment where it was finished, it was done, it was ready to be sent over to festivals. I really had to force myself to just stop working on it because it was just like there was always something that I could tweak or something that I could bring back to how it was in the previous draft or like tweak again. And so it's really difficult for me to answer this question because I feel like I have taken off a few things just because I felt that they were not right in the moment. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense.
Sure it does, absolutely. I mean, they say that no film is ever truly finished, it's just eventually given up on.
I think that's my case, yeah, absolutely. That's the case.
To ended up marvellous in any case. The film played in the London Fright Fest Shorts programme, as you've mentioned. How was your Fright Fest experience?
It was fantastic.
Yay.
First of all, when I first had the idea of Game of the Clock in 2016 and I started working on the screenplay, the Fright Fest was one of the festivals that I want, the most important festival for me. It was the one that I wanted to submit no matter what. And I was trying to have the movie ready in time to submit to Fright Fest. Then the movie failed a couple times and then I was able to make it, but then post-production and everything went wrong during post-production as well. And then 3 years later, I submitted to Fright Fest and I got in, and it was such a magical experience. Like this, from start to finish, they were very nice. Everyone was very kind and, you know, understanding that I was a beginner, and it was really my first experience at the big festival and, you know, showing my film in front of people who can make a difference, you know. And it was a magical experience. It was just fantastic. It's really one of the best memories of my life.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
That's really fantastic. So what comes next? What's the next thing you're going to work on?
So at the moment I'm working on a short drama film, which is called Silver Surfer. And it's a story of a silver surfer who struggles with addiction and relapse of addiction. It's going to be a surrealist film. It's a different genre. It's a different thing, but yeah, I'm really excited about it as well. And yeah, this is what I'm working on. I'm also working on the feature of Game of the Clock, but I'm like trying to design, like maybe trying to come up with some ideas for like a treatment, and then hopefully if I can submit it to people that could be interested, producers, then that would be great.
Excellent. That's really interesting. Have you seen sort of other attempts to adapt short films into feature films, like Mama and what else did you have? Lights Out, films like that.
Yes. So Lights Out was, to be honest, one of my inspirations for the film, and in terms of atmosphere, and also in terms of the journey of the film that went from from a short film to a feature film. And I know that the filmmaker of Lights Out was like, you know, was contacted by a production company, and now he's launched, and you know, he's in Hollywood making beautiful films. So obviously that's where, you know, the inspiration for the film came, and I hope the Game of the Clock can do the same. I'm working on it, and let's see, hopefully.
I certainly see that there's that same potential in there, certainly, in both the film and yourself as a filmmaker. So how can people see The Game of the Clock?
So the film is currently on YouTube, and it's free to watch. And are you going to put the link in the Perfect. So yeah, they can just click on the link and they can watch it. Also, the film is going to be distributed by Meridian Releasing Group, which is a distribution company based in Texas, and it's going to be distributed as part of an anthology of horror short films. So there is going to be a DVD of The Game of the Clock, and you know, as an anthology of many short films. And yeah, so I'm really, really excited about it.
I'm so thrilled someone is doing that because I've, as a film critic, worked so frequently watching all of these marvelous short horror films, and they are often, you know, very difficult for people to get hold of. YouTube's brilliant. I think it's fantastic that your stuff is out there, but I'm so glad someone is actually collecting some of these films together into a collection. That's a great idea.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is. Actually, they've already released a few volumes. A few collections. So there are, I think there are six just for horror, and then there are other volumes for comedy and drama and animation.
Wow, okay, I should be looking into that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Is there any other way in which our readers could get involved or support any of your sort of future projects?
Instagram account, if they want to follow me, I'm at Mish Olivieri. That's me. Or they can just watch the movie and just enjoy the movie, The Game of the Clock. That would be perfect.